Carline, C-A-R-L-I-N-E, Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N-E, first name Calvin Carline, born 9/18/47. Today's 5/12, face-to-face. The visit took place at, 4:30 p.m. at Mr. Carline's residence. The paragraph, 76-year-old Carline, Mr. Calvin Carline, the 76-year-old gentleman who was seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. He suffers from end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. He was found in bed, period. The caregiver says that he's staying in bed now more than before. He's staying in bed at least 12 to 14 hours a day, period. New paragraph, he has the weight loss, he eats very little. He has had change in mental status in that he's more confused. He used to be oriented to person, but no longer, period. He eats very little. When he eats, he has episodes of choking, and he has to be fed very slowly, period. He has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence as before. He appears very volume depleted because of his appetite and a significant weight loss with muscle wasting noted today, period. As far as his sleeping and his weight loss is concerned, he is a high risk of developing decubitus ulcer because of protein calorie malnutrition. All these findings are unavoidable related to his end-stage Alzheimer, period. He requires change in position every 2 to 4 hours by the staff and by the caretaker to keep him from developing bony pressure sores, period. He has a KPS score of 40%. He remains bowel and bladder incontinent, total ADL dependency, a change in mentation with decreased mentation, as I said, and continues to show worsening of his Alzheimer dementia symptoms, symptomatology, with all the findings to be deemed unavoidable given his advanced Alzheimer dementia, has very little time to live. Thank you. His prognosis remains grave. Thank you.